Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Back into the big story of the day at the top of the 1 o'clock hour as Falcons get set to head to Berlin tomorrow. Practice today. Head coach Raheem Morris meeting with the media still now and kind of updating some of the moves they made yesterday, some of the injury situations that they're dealing with, specifically on the offensive line. So we'll get back into that top of the 1 o'clock hour. Mark Schlereth going to join us, our Odyssey NFL insider, at 1:20, and the AMA, as always, to wrap things up at 1:40.
Abe, you said that long snapper's wife is expecting any day. Yeah, that's definitely not a Jake Matthews type move where, you know.
You'll have air blank one on the ready?
That ain't going to get there that fast.
No, probably not.
Yeah, probably won't get there that fast.
He's probably gonna miss this trip.
Yeah.
So, all right. So
I don't know exactly the timeline. I assume he's on the trip. The way they made it sound is this was more of an in-case, not a that's-why-we-have-to-make-the-change thing. Oh. So I think he's going to go on the trip, hope everything holds together for
hold it. Hold it,
days.
Woman. I'm hold on the it. Way. I'm on the way.
I'm only going to be gone for.
It's a 9:30 kickoff. We'll be back early.
All right, we'll be back.
It's a long trip, though. It's that's Thursday.
Trip. Yeah.
So, I mean, they'll be back Sunday afternoon or something
I
like that.
I probably couldn't go.
I wouldn't go.
It might be one of those, like, only if it's surprisingly early the family sort of things, but they're also trying to prepare and get, you know, one of those.
Let's go to the hospital today.
Yeah,
let's just go.
Why didn't she just join him in Berlin?
Induce.
German citizen. Dual citizenship.
Oh, yeah. Is that how that works? Nothing like having a soon-to-be expecting mother any day now on an airplane.
It's a super good idea to put her on
that's a super idea.
A plane over an ocean.
Because I know they had to induce Isaiah after a game.
Really?
Yeah, I had back-to-back road games. We had back-to-back road games. And so after the first one, went ahead and induced him that Sunday when I got back.
You're encouraged to not fly. Are you not allowed to fly if you're within a certain period of the due date?
Yes.
I don't remember. That's how we got out of the cruise.
I know. You were so excited.
I was so happy.
You were so happy.
I'm still still cruiseless.
The belief that your ass ain't going on one.
I'll get her pregnant again if I have to.
Hey, dog. Again, you, Julie, Jim, y'all kids are going to be on a damn cruise.
I know.
Okay, as long as you know that, because you're really acting like you're not going to be.
No, I know.
Your ass is going to be on a cruise.
I'm just trying to
be sitting right in the damn cabin next to me. As much crap as I talk about cruises, my ass will be on the, you know why I'll be off spring break?
Well, that'll actually be
on
great.
On a damn cruise.
That would be fine. Like, that would be really fun if we could do that.
I'm almost out of it, though.
Okay.
I'm almost out of it.
Out of what?
Out of the spring break cruise we go on every year. All right, we just got to go somewhere else. I got to spend a little bit extra bread. Because I can't do it no more. I can't be on a cruise with Gwinnett County. Okay?
Everybody.
Okay, I cannot be on a cruise with Gwinnett County going to every day at Coco K.
Everybody from the same school district goes on the same vacation.
I can't do it.
So I was going to mention maybe there should be an Andy and Randy cruise. That wouldn't be something y'all be interested
in. Oh, like the Dog Nation cruises.
Yeah.
Or like the Falcons did a couple of years ago.
Dude, we hot right now, man.
Yeah. There could definitely be an Andy and Randy cruise.
Are we cruise hot, though?
We might be deep sea fishing hot. Dude, we hot right now, dog. We might be able to get a cruise. I sent the picture to my wife. Well, I sent the picture. I got my new Chattanooga whiskey hat on, and we were talking before about getting some Andy and Randy hats made. You know, my wife's queen of design.
Yeah, that's right.
So I sent her a hat, like, make me an Andy a design for our hats.
Okay.
So yeah, so she's going to get on top of that.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool. All right, if we can swing an Andy and Randy cruise.
I think we hot right
now,
dog.
I'll do that. That sounds good.
It's pretty hot.
Because, like, on the Dog Nation cruises, there's got to be, like, moments where the players or whoever goes, like, stand up and do a Q&A or something like that.
I'm
like,
pretty sure.
We'll just do an AMA after we hit the open bar for 3 hours every single day with a microphone.
Hell yeah.
That sounds great, actually.
Hell yeah.
All right, now you're talking me into it. Now you're talking me into it. This sounds really good. Let's get to a college football corner. All right, so the first edition of the college football playoff rankings come out. Lots going to happen between now and the end of the season, so you don't have to freak out about it, obviously. But certainly means more than the preseason AP rankings and all of that. They've all played 8 or 9 games, so right. You got a pretty good idea of who is and isn't good in college football right now. And the committee said Ohio State's the best team in the country, and I can't argue with them.
I can't.
Ohio State's been incredible.
I can't. I know, and we talked earlier, you know, they were coming out with this new metric and these Dort numbers and percentages of that's why Texas A&M should be better. Ohio State's better than Texas A&M, in my opinion. I believe that. And so – whatever. I mean, because most of these things, as much as people want to argue for the first 2 or 3 weeks of this crap, it always ends up panning out.
It's all going to work itself
out. It always
out.
Works because these teams play each other. They're going to play each other.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I think Ohio State's the best team in ball. I told you yesterday they do remind me of that second team that won the championship at Georgia, just a dominant-ass defense. And I think their offense might be better than what Georgia had outside of Brock Bowers, who was freaking amazing.
Yeah, but they do have Jeremiah Smith, who's that kind of like Brock Bowers-ish.
You know what I mean? A damn freak.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no big deal. Georgia at 5.
The thing about Ohio State, just one more thought on Ohio State is we're not – I agree they have been the most impressive team in the country. I think their defense is ridiculous, like you're saying, like kind of Georgia-ish from a couple of years ago. It's a pretty smooth sailing from here on out.
Yes.
I mean, they got Purdue, who's terrible.
Yes.
UCLA and Rutgers.
Yes.
And then obviously Michigan, which they need to handle that Michigan game, of course.
Yes.
But we're not going to get a chance to really see them play anyone anywhere near their caliber team until the Big Ten championship game.
Yep.
Problem with that is those two teams might both be undefeated going into the Big Ten championship game.
Right.
Which is, and then there'll be the whole thing of like they can. Whoever loses still gets in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But that, you know, that'll still be a great game in that situation. Texas A&M 30 said Alabama 4th, Georgia 5th, Ole Miss 6th. That all makes sense. They've played each other, and that's the order of which who's beat who. BYU and Texas Tech play this weekend.
Yes, they do. That's where game day is. Game day is going to be live from Lubbock this weekend. I saw somebody. This is the biggest game in Lubbock in like 30 years. I was like, when was that Michael Crabtree game?
That's the one I would think of.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of. That game against Texas.
Against Texas.
Yeah, that's the last one I can think of.
Yeah, and that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a minute.
That'd be 20 years.
Yeah,
ago.
Man. So that's the only one I could think of, man. But yeah, it's gonna be crazy down there. I mean, because you
got an early kickoff.
It's a noon kickoff.
Yeah, man.
Wow,
that's too bad.
Yeah, I would love to see Lubbock at night because that place looks like it would get going.
That's the place where we talked about the tortillas, right?
Yes, they throw tortillas on the field.
There will be tortillas.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
people will probably make game day signs on tortillas.
It's gonna be wild. I mean, and I think you know, would somebody like flick a tortilla like a frisbee at Nick Saban or something?
I hope not.
I hope not either.
Did you see the video of them singing him happy birthday?
Yeah.
And Miss Terry.
Miss Terry's like, what did Miss Terry say?
Sit up.
Like, damn. Hey man, Miss Terry said
she's comfortable.
And how she told him that though. Sit up.
And you know what he did?
Sat his ass right up.
Blew all the candles out.
Yeah, sat his ass right up, man.
There was a lot of people making wishes for themselves before Saban blew those candles out. A lot of Penn State fans.
Yes.
A lot of
Andy, there's like it's gonna be like say 15 jobs probably open. There ain't 15 coaches.
There's not.
You know what I mean?
There's going to be a lot of fan bases disappointed in who they hire, which I think is dumb because you don't know.
You don't know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like it's one of those things, and you mentioned it yesterday, like all these teams or all these fans or whatever think their team is the best program or whatever, and all they need is just one player and things like that. I know that I saw that people are talking crap about Josh Heupel at Tennessee. Remember how it was before him?
Yeah.
I mean, they were in the playoffs last year.
They were in the playoffs last year.
They were in the playoffs last year, man.
They were ranked number one a couple years ago.
Yeah, like
it was pretty tough sledding before that.
It was pretty damn bad between Butch and Derek and Pruitt. pretty bad.
Sanctions.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man. It's pretty bad. And I saw what's his name, because he wasn't even a good quarterback at Tennessee. That said, talk of trust. Anyways, he wasn't even that good at Tennessee. But I think that
not Jonathan Crompton.
Yeah, that guy.
No, really.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he was talking
what's
trash.
What's he saying?
He said that he was James Franklin. That's not an insult.
Yeah, James Franklin's a really good coach.
Yeah, that's not an insult.
Do you know
man.
What Jonathan Crompton does now?
What?
He's the head coach at the
thank
high
you very much. Because I
high
was
school
I,
at my
I know yeah. and I couldn't remember. Yeah. I know one of the former Tennessee coaches or quarterbacks is the head coach at Jim's high school.
At the Tuscola High School in Waynesville.
Yeah.
You can also buy a used car at Crompton's.
Yeah.
Right down there on Russ Avenue.
Yeah, so that suits him. Yeah, that suits him.
Yeah. They got it all decked out with the orange and white checkers and all that. If you need to use, they'll get you a good APR down there.
Yeah, he needs to
Crompton's.
Yeah, he needs to stick to that, man.
I just remember the first time I went there, I was like, Crompton's? Like Jonathan Crompton?
You said it just like that?
And my wife was like, yeah, I went to high school with him. I was like, oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that. Yeah, because I don't know. I remember he was a big-time recruit at Tennessee and all that. That's your quarterback at Tennessee. I would have heard of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where he is. He's coaching high school football. Yeah, not very good.
And talking trash.
They're not winning a lot of games up there. They're thinking they might have to replace him.
Oh, no.
So for him to say something bad about a coach.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a little bit ironic.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Kirby Smart talking about cowbells.
Noise is noise. It's hard to play in the SEC on the road. I have not been to an SEC venue that it was not hard to play into on the road. It's just hard. That's not going to change with them. They've got a really vertical stadium. I think the noise gets trapped in their stadium. It's one of the loudest places that I've coached, and I've coached there a lot. They got a lot of pride in how they play and how their team plays and the support of their team. So as far as the early kickoff, that's more unique to me than the stadium. We go to the road games. It's road games, and it's hard. The uniqueness is a change in time zone a little bit because you're changing time zones and then what time the kick is, but unless they don't have to show up until earlier or later, this is the same for both, and it's how you manage it.
Yeah, it's loud there. We know that. We know Georgia coming. Last time we went down there, Ladd made that great play. You remember that one in reverse?
Yeah.
And it's going to be a hard game. It's a noon kickoff, 11 o'clock on the road against a feisty-ass team.
Yeah, and it's a Georgia football game in 2025.
Yes.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah, it shouldn't
be hard.
It shouldn't be. But it's going to be because that's what they're going to do. They're going to make it hard.
Well, and they're going to get up for it. They know what it is. They want to try to play spoiler.
They also are
one win away from bowl eligibility in Mississippi State, which is a huge deal for where they were.
This is a goalpost down the street in Starkville game.
That's right.
All right, this is how big of a deal of a game this is. And I'm not saying it's not for Georgia because I know Kirby's going to have these dudes ready to go down there and play. But it's 2025. This is what Georgia does to us, man. What's the line?
8.5.
Okay, Georgia win by 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it'll be 1 with 4 minutes left.
Yeah. That's exactly right. But they better wash your ass, though.
Yeah.
Because just like I said last week about a couple of other these big teams going, these early kickoff. Georgia better wash your ass going down there.
Yeah, they better wash their ass going down there. There's some sneaky losses that are going to jump up and get good teams over the next couple weeks. Just to mention it because it needs to be.
Yes.
Mississippi State's lead running back's name is Fluff Bothwell.
Fluff.
Fluff Bothwell.
Fluff.
It's a great name.
You sure about that?
Yes, his name.
Would you want somebody name? Would you think if your name was Fluff, it'd be cool?
Yeah. Tiger Woods' first caddy, Fluff Cowan.
I understand that.
Fluff Bunker.
That's got to be a nickname. Your mom ain't named you no damn Fluff.
Fluff Bothwell.
I would not want to be called because that's like
an adult entertainer.
Exactly.
His real name is Demarion.
Okay.
Demarion. So it is a nickname.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to be called Fluff though.
That's not a great name.
Like I would smell like fabric softener. Fluff.
Yeah, Fluff is not a hard.
It ain't, man. It ain't. Hey, but he might run off through our ass though.
He's a good running back.
Hey, Jordan 99 the game. After each Falcons game for the Falcon Flyover, it's your first chance to call and react to all the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons game. So it'd be at 1 o'clock. Will it be at 1 o'clock on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. But yeah, that's the Falcons flyover.
I was just thinking about
it's
how
brought
I'm
to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
I was thinking about how thankful I am that I have a Bluetooth read right after talking about Fluff Buffalo.
Oh God, this is
That was on accident, but boy, did that work out. We'll come back and get to the back page after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.